بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المجاهد من جاهد في طاعة المجاهد من جاهد نفسه في طاعة الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers in Islam, this ummah is indeed very, very fortunate that Allah Ta'ala blessed us with a man of the caliber of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whom Allah Ta'ala used to revive a great sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, a sunnah that was practically forgotten, to remind our Muslim brothers about the responsibilities, obligations, to remind them to strengthen the iman and yaqeen. This is why when Allah Ta'ala inspired him to revive the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of all the Anbiya, initially the title he gave to this movement was Iman Ki Mehnat or Tahriki Imani, that an effort on Iman. But as the work progressed, slowly but surely, the common folk started calling it the effort of Dawat and Tabligh. And that is a label that is stuck till today. Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah came to know of this. He was not averse to this name also. He says, bottom line, the essence of it is still the same, that we are inviting ourselves and the ummah towards iman and yaqeen, waking up the ummah from the slumber. So a very, very important effort this is. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala blessed him that he made the fikr of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam his own fikr. Allah Ta'ala granted him great foresight. One night, while he was fast asleep, suddenly he was shaken out of his sleep. He got up very troubled, very worried, pacing up and down. Eventually he woke his wife up and said to her that, get up from your sleep, let us both engage in ibadat, so that two sets of eyes can cry to Allah Ta'ala, weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I see rivers of blood flowing in this ummah. This was the foresight he was given. Today we see this blood flowing in Muslim countries, whether it is Syria, Palestine, Kashmir. Muslim blood is being shed. So Allah Ta'ala granted him that foresight to look ahead. اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. That beware of the foresight of a mu'min, because he looks far ahead with divine inspiration given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he had this fikr that the only way to stop this bloodletting, to stop the fitnas descending on this world, is to make an effort on our iman and to remind other people of the importance of making this effort. And this iman can only be strengthened, rejuvenated, when amal come alive, good deeds come alive. So he began this effort. And this was very similar to what happened to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith of Umm Salma radiallahu anha, when Nabi sallam spent his night at her house, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night was also shaken up from his sleep. And he said, Subhanallah, ماذا أنزل الليلة من الفتن وماذا فتح من الخزائن من يوقظ صواحب الحجرات رب كاسية في الدنيا عارية في الآخرة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Nabi Sam got up suddenly from his sleep and he said, Subhanallah, what great fitnas, tests have descended upon the ummah, upon the world. on this night. But at the same time, he provided a bit of consolation that if a person makes an effort to combat these fitnas, to repel these fitnas, then ماذا فتح من الخزائن, Allah will open the doors of his treasures. Allah Ta'ala will guide the people. The verse I recited, similar sentiment. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those who strive in our path, Allah Ta'ala says, we will not open one but many doors of hidayat for them. They will be saved from fitnas, from trials and tribulations. And surely Allah Ta'ala, His nusrat, His help, is with those people who do good. Like Mawlana Ilyas Rab Rahmatullah Ali, woke his wife up to shed tears in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also had this fikr that may yuqidu sawahib al-hujurat. All my wives, they are sleeping in these rooms. Who will wake them up to engage in ibadat? To beg for Allah Ta'ala's mercy. To ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us from these fitnas. رُبَّ كَاسِيَةٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا عَارِيَةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Many women, but men alike, that adorn themselves with beautiful clothes, outward beauty, but they make no fikr of deen, then on the day of Qiyamah, there will be empty shells, hollow vessels, as if naked, no substance, nothing to present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can only take something to present to Allah ta'ala if we realize the purpose of Allah ta'ala creating us and keeping that purpose in mind, striving to remain steadfast on the deen brought to us by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and propagating it to others. We are living in an age of great fitnas. Our iman is being shaken day in and day out. Brother Abdul Samad Chauhan Sahib, may Allah give him health and strength, long life, or Peter Marisberg, engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh for many years. Companion of Haji Bhai Padia, Rahmatullah Ali. He once related an incident that Haji Bhai Padia was on a journey overseas. He boarded the flight. Seat allocation was such. His seat happened to coincide next to a Christian pastor. So the pastor was also clad in robes, which indicated that he is a priest. Haji Bhai Padia also clad in kurta. He also made out, this is a man of God. So they engaged in a religious discussion. The pastor asked Haji Bhai Padia, rahmatullah ali, that where are you headed to? So he said, going to a certain country in order to remind our Muslim brothers of their responsibilities to come back on the correct deen. So the Christian pastor said to him, in spite of all your efforts to remind your Muslim brothers, but remember, we Christians are also making inroads into your Muslim homes, even into your masajid. Haji Bhai asked him to elaborate. He explained that the Western world has invented these huge wall clocks. Now you do not see them. We have the digital clocks. But in the old days, people in their homes, even in some masajid, they used to have these so-called grandfather clocks. Each hour, the chime would go on with the sound of ding-dong, ding-dong, similar to the church bells. So the pastor says, Haji Bhai, that we have introduced church bells into your Muslim homes. Some masajid, we saw this in India, maybe here too, Even the masjids had these type of clocks. Hour upon hour. Ding dong, the sound of church bells. So he says, you are trying to protect, remind your people. But we are making inroads into your masjids, into your homes already. We have brought those church bells, church organs, that you felt you have kept your masajid homes free of. We have introduced them into your homes and masjids. Imagine if Haji Bhai Padia, lying in his grave, may Allah fill his qabr with noor, he reminded the people of this country of their responsibilities, brought this work alive. If he knew of the condition today, he would turn in his grave. That today Western society has made such inroads, and we are taken in hook, line and sinker. We are being beguiled, deluded by these fancy gadgets, the smartphones. Yes, it is a communication tool, but so many Muslims, negligent, they put on musical ringtones on their phone. And those phones go off in the masjid when a call is received. So the enemies of Islam are laughing at us, that you feel you'll keep your masajid pure of music, of church organs, church bells. Today you are playing music in the house of Allah. People come into the house of Allah on their smartphones, putting the phones on, looking at football scores, cricket scores, going on to YouTube in the house of Allah. Imagine the enemies laughing at us that we have not only introduced music into your houses of worship, but also movies into your house of worship. So these are the fitnas we are facing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warns in a hadith, بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that hasten with your good deeds, strengthen your iman and yaqeen before such fitnas, tests overtake you that come like the dark portions of the night. Unexpectedly, these fitnas will overtake you in such a way that you will get up in the morning as a Muslim and go to sleep as a kafir. Go to bed as a Muslim, wake up as a kafir. People will lose their iman overnight. And that is the challenges we are facing in this day and age. So all the more reason, we need to make an effort on our iman and yaqeen. Bring the amal alive. Bring the sunnahs alive. When Mawlana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayh started this effort of iman and yaqeen, inviting people towards the deen of Allah, Allah granted him foresight. He went in front of the masjid in Nizamuddin. In those days, Nizamuddin was a small suburb, detached from the rest of Delhi, in one remote corner of Delhi. But he started the work from there. And he said to some people, that time it was a small building. Today it is several stories high. He said to the people, pointing to certain rooms, that the Russians will come into these rooms. Russian Muslims, American Muslims in these rooms, Arabs in these rooms, When people heard this, they thought he had lost his marbles. Who will even think of coming to such a remote part of Delhi? From such so-called civilized countries. But look at his foresight. Not only these three countries, not only Russia, America and the Arab countries, but people coming for the fikr of Iman from hundreds of countries all over the world to Nizamuddin, to Raivin, to Kakrail, wanting to better themselves, wanting to reform themselves. Allah Ta'ala make sure that this foresight of Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi reach fruition. And today in every country of the world, this effort is taking place. One Jamaat got ready with the fikr of Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi. Tashkil was made. A Jamaat of simple villagers, village folk, going to give da'wat and tabligh in the Arab countries. Their fellow villagers started mocking at them, that you don't know a single word of Arabic. How will you take the message to those people? So this villager, Allah Ta'ala granted him wisdom. In his simple way he explained that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the story of Habil and Qabil in the Quran, the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, where Habil killed Qabil, or rather the other way around, Qabil killed Habil when he killed him. This was the first murder that took place. In fact, the first death that took place in humankind. So when Qabil killed his brother Habil, he thought to himself, if the corpse lies here, it will begin to rot, decompose. I have to dispose of the body. He did not know how to do so. So Allah sent a crow. One crow died. The fellow crow came down and began to dig into the ground with its claws. And it buried the dead crow. So Allah Ta'ala sent the crow, لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْءَتَ أَخِي, that how Qabil must dispose of the body of his brother. So this villager says, yea, without a single word being uttered, direction given to him, how to dispose of a dead body, Allah will use us. We are going with the fikr of deen. If we learn a few broken words of Arabic, we can still extend the da'wat. If we know no Arabic, with gestures, with signs, we will invite the people. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala takes work from those people who have fikr and concern for the deen. When Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi was about to depart from the world, lying on his deathbed, critically ill, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi was living in Deoband. Partition had not taken place. Pakistan was still not formed. So he came to visit Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi's son, Mufti Taqi Sahib Usmani Maddazillahu, related this incident, that his father came to visit Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi. He came to Nizamuddin. The Khadims said to him that Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib is resting, no visitors allowed. So he came all the way from Deoband. He went to the bus stop to take the next bus to return to Deoband. Somehow, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi, in that ill condition, he regained his composure, consciousness, and he said to his assistants, the khuddam, that I heard someone at the door. Did someone come? So they said, yes, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab from Dioban came to inquire about your welfare. We told him you are asleep. So he left, he departed. Mawlana Ilyas Sahab immediately said to his assistants, then go quickly. If he's still waiting at the bus stop, summon him back. I wish to talk to him. So they went quickly. Mufti Shafi Sahab was still waiting for the bus. And they called him back. The Hazrat Mawlana has summoned you. He returned. He said to Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi, the two buzrugs, all alone, Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi began to shed tears. Mufti Shafi Sahab became worried. Hazrat, is something wrong? Can I console you? So Mawlana said, the two concerns are bothering me. One is this, that this work of da'wat and tabligh has found firm ground, spreading like wildfire throughout the entire world. But my one concern is the ulama fraternity backing me in this effort? Are they at least supporting me by their words? Are they giving me at least moral support? Or are they opposing this work? Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab Rahmatullahi consoled him. Hazrat, do not worry. Ulama are all with you. They are all giving their du'as. But because they are engaged in their engrossments, in the madrasas, in the areas of service, they may not find the time to actively participate. But they are giving you du'as, encouraging their people to take part in this work. Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi heaved a sigh of relief. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi, we used to go to Saharanpur in his majlis. Many a time, Tablighi Jamaat would come to spend a day or two with Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi. He used to encourage his disciples, his murideen, to take part in this work. And he would tell them, particularly the ulama, that if due to your weakness or due to your engrossments, you cannot actively participate, but don't ever criticize this work. If you cannot take part, remain silent, do not criticize the work. You will be jeopardizing your akhirat. As the Shaykh used to announce this through his people. So Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah felt relieved. He said, the second concern I have, this work is spreading like wildfire. It must not be that this is istidraj from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Arabic term, what is istidraj? When a person does some work, assuming it to be correct, but in the sight of Allah, it is incorrect. But yet, this person, nafs, carnal self, makes him feel content, puts him in a comfort zone. Everything hunky-dory, that the work is progressing smoothly, in the correct way. Yet in the sight of Allah, it is incorrect. So this was the second concern. Because istidraj means Allah Ta'ala makes the person feel hunky-dory in the comfort zone, gives him rope, But when the time comes, Allah Ta'ala takes a person to task that what you did was wrong. So this was his second concern. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi consoled him and said to him, when istidraj takes place, then a person becomes so much in a comfort zone that he has no fear, no apprehension that maybe the work is incorrect. You have the fear, the apprehension, which is why you raise this concern. So it shows it is not istidraj. Allah is not giving rope. Allah is indicating that this is the effort to make for the furtherance of deen, to spread the deen. So this important work, Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi left the world relieved, because Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi gave him the reply to these two concerns. When we were studying in India, once a Jamaat came from a remote part of India, and they gave an amazing report, Karguzari. The person giving the talk explained that we went to a remote corner in a remote part of India where there was a masjid. There were Muslims living there. But they had become so much involved in their dunya, so much mingling with the Hindu community, they had forgotten their deen. Only the names of Muslims remained. There was a local masjid. It was under lock and key for several years. The adhan was not called out. So this brother said, our Jamaat went there. When we saw the masjid locked, we made inquiries. Someone had the key. The people were surprised that after so many years the masjid is going to be opened. He says, we unlocked the doors. We went into the masjid, full of dust, full of spider webs, neglected. We cleaned the house of Allah. We engaged in ibadat. The brother said that one of the companions, one of the satis, when he slept at night, in a dream he saw that he's in that same masjid. And in the dream, Allah gave the masjid the power of speech. The masjid is saying that these people of the locality neglected me. Today I had made up my mind to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, to curse these people, to destroy the entire Muslim community. But you have come as saviors. You have made the masjid abad. So I will not make this bad dua. This is a dream he saw. So we are neglecting our deen. We are inviting the curses of Allah. It is about time that we woke up from our slumber. Once again, that fikr of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, no further Nabi to come, no new Sharia to come. We as the Ummatis have to continue this work, reminding ourselves and others. As the Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say, because we are in a certain mahal in our hometown, we are being lured astray. We need to change the environment. Go out of that environment into a different environment. Environment of deen. Then you can reform yourself. Mufti Mahmud Hassan Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah used to say, go out in the path of Allah with the intention to reform yourselves, not to change the world. If you become a better Muslim without speaking a single word, you will be a draw card, not only for other Muslims, but non-Muslims to enter the fold of Islam. So this is a fikr we have to carry forward. And for this, Jamaats are made up regularly. In order for us to reform ourselves and to remind our Muslim brothers of the responsibilities that we are neglecting. So for this, inshallah, brothers will stand up, take names. Who is ready, inshallah, to give some time for this effort to strengthen our own iman and yaqeen and to remind our Muslim brothers, inshallah.